Cape Breton Regional Police hosted an information session at Townhouse in Glace Bay last week about what will be an uncomfortable conversation for many families. The topic, when to hang up the car keys. Constable Gary Fraser says driving becomes unsafe for people with dementia or mobility problems, and it's never an easy decision to make.
You're taking your independence away from your loved one, whether it's a parent, an aunt, an uncle, could be a brother or sister. So it does have an impact on the family, but if you prepare for it, and have things in place, a driving plan in place, it seems to alleviate the problem a lot better.
Fraser stressed during the session that many people assume that the police can start the process to have someone's driver's license revoked, but he says that's not true, regardless of how old a person may be.
The driver's license is not, there's no retesting, there's no age limit for testing. That's a big thing. There's a lot of myths out there, there's a lot of misinformation, so it's, you got to remember that. It's on your ability, not your age. So you could be 100 years old and perfect driver. It's no problem. You'll get your license every 5 years, just like any other adult. And it only if there's an instance where your doctor or someone brings something forward and says, you know, they see a decline in this, a decline in that, then it makes a difference. And then you could end up getting a retest.
He says when it comes time to have that conversation, be gentle and try to put yourself in their shoes.
Stay compassionate. Approach it in an ease way. Make sure that you're alone, sit down, there's not a lot going on, the dog's not running around, the cats aren't running around, your grandchildren are screaming and hollering. You want a nice, quiet time, place, and then discuss it. And you could say, listen, I've noticed this, I've noticed that your car has come home with a dent in it. I've noticed you're missing a mirror. Don't make it about them, make it about what you're observing. Don't say, oh, you've come home, oh my God, the mirror's missing on your car. What happened? You want to take to your time and express it in an easy way.
During the presentation, Fraser talked about a driver that he noticed who was having difficulty navigating his way through traffic on the 125.
The gentleman was disoriented. He didn't know where he was going. He just stopped. And I knew when I drove by, he looked like he was panicking. And I just spoke with him. And he said, I don't know where I'm at. I don't know how to get around. So I called EHS. We had him assessed, taken to the hospital. And later found out he was suffering from some kind of decline.
There was about 30 people who attended the session, several with questions about how to approach a loved one to convince them that it may be time to hang up the keys. And this person who attended talked about the conversation that she had with her father.
It was tough because my dad was quite sick. He had to give them up because he eventually went on oxygen. And it was just too much for him to be trying to put that in the car and whatever. So it was hard for him. He really minded the idea of it, like you say, cut off his freedom, you know, keep him in the house. So the alternative was to get him a scooter and hook the oxygen up to the back of it, and he had the run on number two. He could go wherever he wanted and visit the people that he still wanted to see, right? Even get to the pensioners club. So yeah, it was a good experience. It was hard.
And she says there will come a time when she will have to hang up the keys, and so far she seems to be okay with that thought.
I think I'll be more understanding, because it's to the point now where we're both around the same age. When it's dark out, we really don't like to drive. When it's raining, in the dark, that's not a do thing. And there's times that we don't drive as much as we used to, and I think we're pretty much settled into the fact that it's going to come. You know, so I think it'll be okay.
However, this gentleman says he is not ready for that.
How would I act? You don't want to know how I react. I would knock them out. That's how I would react.
He says he could be driving up until the time he reaches triple digits, and then he goes on to say he knows some drivers who shouldn't be behind the wheel at all.
Well, not right now. Not right now. Like maybe when I get in my 100, or maybe I'll still drive then, if I'm allowed.
So you
want
to be driving it well?
Oh, yes, in my 100s. I'm getting close to it, so. But, you asked the lady there before about roadways. Now, I got two best friends. When I'm in the car with them, they're worse than anybody on the face of the earth. Getting behind people. And I told him, slow down. And I said, you know, this is Cape Breton. They drive the way they want to drive. When I was up in Toronto, They drive me foolish up there. I'm glad I don't live up there.
On second thought, he accepted that there may come a day when he won't be able to drive anymore. He says at that time, he's going to rely on some people who owe him some favors.
How would I get around? Oh, I got friends. I got my daughters. If it came to that, I'll just call them and tell them to get down and take me where I want to go. I raised them up by myself, so get down here and look after your old man.
Frazier says it's a difficult conversation to have, regardless of how old the person is, especially the people who have been driving for most of their lives and suddenly they lose that sense of independence. He says there is one small thing you can do to lessen the blow.
The people I've spoke to with regards to taking the license away from somebody with dementia, they go to Access to Nova Scotia and they apply for an ID card. Looks very much like your driver's license, and it's used as a national ID, and that helps them alleviate the loss of their driver's license.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.